Safety, to me, is the primary issue. The CO2 pipeline that ruptured in Mississippi in February of 2020 was only a two-year-old pipeline. It wasn't an old pipeline. And that CO2 spill went to a nearby town of 400 people in Mississippi. And had it happened at night, it probably would have killed almost the whole town of people. CO2 acts totally different with a pipeline rupture. It's colorless, it's odorless, and it stays near the ground. It doesn't go up. It hugs the ground. In fact, it seeks the lowest place it can to move. And so this is not just an ordinary pipeline. And on top of that, it's a private pipeline which will not serve the general public. This is a pipeline that's going to, the money from it is going to some, what I would call some rich bureaucrats of both political parties.